Good morning, MGTOW man. It's been a fucking tiring day. Thanks mostly to my own fault. That's really, I've got a pretty badly damaged sort of spine, and what I've been doing has been making everything way worse. So, and that's led to the thing where it's just a real struggle just to even get out of bed. And it's taken all day to sort of wind down from the body pain and the damage, and to do a few drugs, you know, to sort of take the bloody horrendous sort of hurt out of the muscle spasms and all that. By drugs I mean paracetamol, aspirin, and I don't do drugs of dependency. I just don't sort of like them. You know, but well, I was prescribed these for something or other, and I took one, and that was like it. Oh, that was a dental procedure, you know, where a tooth was extracted or something. The tooth broke in half and had to be pulled, couldn't be rescued, and so I took one of those like 6 months ago, and today I've taken three in about 4 or 5 hours because the pain was so bad in my spine, and I feel a little bit lightheaded, a little bit not stoned, but sort of a bit sort of giddy, but sort of, you know, I think 120 milligrams of codeine phosphate hemihydrate, you know, which is not pure codeine, it's a compound. So, you know, that being said, I don't know what the exact ratio is of codeine. Oh, where's my hand? There's a camera. You know, I don't know what the exact ratio of codeine to the chelation type compounds is, but it's not a lot, but it's enough. You know, it's having almost never ever take drugs for pain relief, and so I found that ibuprofen is a very, very good sort of anti-inflammatory, but it's also not a fucking very body friendly drug. And most of them are not, especially if you're taking in large quantities over a large period of time. But, you know, I've been breaking out the paracetamol, and I've been breaking out the aspirin, and they were helping a bit. They were, you know, it's helpful, it's good, you know. But yeah, I had to get the codeine phosphate type tablets, you know, the paracetamol plus codeine, you know, a shaving of codeine phosphate hemihydrate, you know. So after a whole day of just going, oh, every time I take a step, it's been a, I've been able to get dressed, you know. I've got shoes and socks and pants on. Oh, kicking goals, mate. Oh, yeah, anyway, someone's done a, video on Facebook, and yeah, Facebook, you know, this is on the MGTOW site. Someone's done a video on Facebook lifting their ban about anyone speaking about Kyle Rittenhouse, you know, and I want you to know that I and Facebook have a very long and extremely unhappy relationship. You know, the very early versions of Facebook were software you had to download and install, and then, you know, you created a character slash profile. And, you know, given that I really just... The environment that I live in is just full of cunts that just have nothing better to do than gossip, you know. They're just leeches, you know. They don't do anything particularly remarkably good with themselves. They make no effort to fucking mind their own business and deal with their own shit. They just run around sucking all their fucking entertainment out of the lives of everyone around them, you know. So I just choose not to socialise. I choose to keep the parasites out of my paddock, you know. And so, you know, I just, first few times that I installed Facebook, it said do this setting: privacy, 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 and privacy. And when the software was installed and running, it said everyone, every man and his dog in the world can see this, 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 and this, and this, and this, and this. You know, so you have to then go back through all those settings and then reset them to private, 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 and private. And then you find that some of them can't even be fucking set back to the way you wanted them from, you know. And then I began to see that, you know, if you had set all the set of settings to private and then gone ahead and used the software without checking how everything's installed, everything you did using that software would be fucking wide open to the world, you know. And so then you get sort of comments being relayed through the atmosphere, through the ether, that Mark Sucker Turd, that's what I call him, I invented the name Mark Sucker Turd, you fucking malignant cunt. What he'd done is he'd said that, you know, in his college sort of days when he started getting Facebook up and running, he said, you know, they trust me with their information, the dumb cunts, or no, the dumb fucks, you know, and that's true. I've never particularly liked Facebook as a platform. It's just full of just mind fuck idiotic shit, you know. It's like one of the reasons why I don't gamble in the sort of money on horses type horse racing sort of sense. Is that I work this out, you know. Is it's a very irritating thing to get involved with. It's sort of rage producing, you know. And I sort of nutted this out, and then I actually consulted the people who ran the TAB, which is the formal sort of gambling organisation in Australia for horse races and stuff. And I said, look, I reckon, I don't know down to the actual sort of dollars and cents, but I reckon for every $1,000 that, say if you had 100 people and they all put $10 onto a horse race, you know, this is very simple sort of, you know, not sort of going into particulars, then say 30% of that money would be going to the horse racing industry, around 30% of that would be going to the government in taxes, and around about 30% of that would be left over to go back into the winning the amount of money to be won back. So therefore, if you had, you know, 100 people putting $10 down each, Yeah, that would be like $1,000. So technically, you've got about 300 out of that initial $1,000. You got 330 going to the fucking horse racing industry. You got $330 going in taxes, and you got $330 going back into the prize pool, you know. And if there's say 26 horses in a race, oh, we'll just fuck it. We'll just say, you know, 33 horses in a race. You know, that means there's fuck, you know, what's 330? Say it's like, I don't know, how much for first place, or how much for a, you know, what the first three horse the three horses that win first, second and third, you know, or a place or something. And or you know, so technically, you know, 100 people invest $1,000. There's 330 left to go into the prize pool, and say, we'll just say 10 people go in for a prize, so that's $30, that gets back into the 10 people's pockets, you know. I was never very much into sort of horse racing, or the sort of all the permutations of it and all this other shit, but you know, and I don't seek to have any involvement with the racing industry because it's just fucking crap, you know. It's a huge fucking bullshit trip. But that whole sort of thing of putting that much money in, that much money, time, resources, energy and effort, and to immediately make a loss of say 66% on what you've invested in the hopes of getting a percentage of the one third of that, of what is remaining back, that's fucking crap. That's just, you know, that's like, I just want to punch your fucking head in type crap, you know. Just fuck off, you know. But a lot of people, you know, gambling, drinking, drugs, lying, thieving, stealing, gossiping, just that's all that shitbag sort of mentality, you know. And so that's what Facebook has, that same, it induces the same mind fuck crap as the bloody racing industry, the gambling, you know. It's just, it's not a square deal from the start, you know. And so I've never liked it as a platform. I've never liked the people who tend to hang out there. I've never liked the fucking bullshit they try on, you know. It's just a mind fuck head game kind of platform, with the way, with what it is and what they do with your information, and how they the fucking mind fuck crap, you know what I mean. It's not a clean straight out, you know, put $10 in, get $10 out, you know what I mean. It's put $10 of effort in and get, you know, put $100 of effort in and get fucking $200 of insanity fucking back, you know. It's just you know, all these friending and all these likes and all this fucking, one of the things, dear subscribers and other human beings, is that, have you noticed that the Facebook like type tickets have sort of disappeared off a lot of websites? Or maybe it's just me and all my, you know, spyware, adware blocking software. But, you know, Google fucking, you know. But I don't know. That could be either. So, but assuming that, you know, I don't ever see fucking Facebook ads on anything. And yes, I do run, not chronically severe stuff, because a lot of stuff's really matured and it's got to the point where you don't get absolute fucking bullshit coming down the pipeline anymore, you know. No one wants to see the Facebook likes and oh, like this page and like that page and like this comment and like that comment, you know. But yeah, with Facebook, if you're, you know, a fairly upfront sort of person who speaks your mind or says this is not right and puts the fucking correct information forward, well, you know, Facebook will, the cunt running Facebook, they'll fucking censor your account, and they have all these bloody loops and loops and loops and loops and loops that, you know, dog chase tail, dog chase tail, dog chase tail, dog chase tail, you know, just, it goes on for fucking ever. And you can never get any, you know, someone can't, some cunt will say, oh, you're a fucking cunt, you are. You know, you can't say that. Oh, you've offended people. Oh, you've told the truth, you know, fuck whatever, you know. Someone's, you know, taking a fucking swipe at you, so I take a fucking swipe back at them, you know. Oh, you're infringing, you've breached the community guidelines. Oh, you know, so... Mark Zuckerberg, I'll shove this right up your fucking ass, mate, you know. No. Mark Zuckerberg, here. See these big old fists? See these big old arms? See these big old shoulders? I'm going to turn you into my glove puppet, darling. Fuck yeah. But with Facebook, you know, and I've been struck off for various, you know, days, weeks, months, fucking, you know, all these little community, you've infringed the community guidelines, you know, fucking, you know, you've got a community strike against you, oh fuck, you know. And it's kind of like, you know, I've actually got a legit Facebook account and it serves some purposes. Like, I think, well, you don't give them anything, you don't participate in anything, but it has its uses, you know. It's a dead end fucking platform, you know, it's just fucked, you know. You know, and it's got uses, it's got some legitimate uses, like as in terms of, it has, you know, like a community sort of notice board type thing, it has legitimate uses like that, but for everything else, you know, it's just an annoying fucking idiotic platform run by retarded cunts. Who should have their teeth kicked in, you know? You know. So, in 3 more days, today actually. I'm pissing myself with excitement. My month's ban is up. Oh, God, you know. I don't give a fuck for Facebook. I really don't, you know. That team should be bloody... The people who run that and the fucking management and all their fucking crap, they should be bloody garrotted, you know. You know. Just take them out and hang them, you know. To be that fucked and that fucking insane and to be able to run such a platform that's just so fucking insane. You know. You know, with the bloody Mark Zuckerberg, you know. But I looked through the records and I've been banned about 9 times this year by Facebook. Ooh, you know, that's like a fucking Medal of Honor, you know? Oh, you're banned by Facebook. Ooh. Well, so what, you know? It's not worth... Facebook isn't worth shit, you know? It's just... You know? It's not worth fucking... It's not worth anything, you know? It has some... As a message board or trying to track down particular people who may have... a Facebook account, whereas these days it's more likely they may once have had a Facebook account, and that's out of all the fucking squillions of people who couldn't be fucked about Facebook, you know? The big illusion of fucking connectivity, you know? They don't give a fuck and they got other things to do with themselves, you know? Oh, Facebook like, oh, Facebook groupie, like our Facebook page, oh, fuck, you know? And Facebook's just slowly... going out of business. So in Mark Suck Art Turd, you know, has reinvented it as, oh fuck, what did they call it? Not the Matrix or something, or Matrix or fucking Kampfwagen or some fucking thing, you know. That's just due to go. That's just shit repackaged as shit, you know. So, you know, when that goes under, it's like, fuck, so what? You know? Fuck. Oh, so good. Well, anyway, a big joyo, 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 happy, happy, joy, joy, my band. The 9th one for this year.